From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Anti-government demonstrators in Cairo are furious that President Hosni Mubarak has refused to step down during a televised speech to the nation. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the protesters had been led to expect their demands would be met.
Tens of thousands of people in Cairo's Tahrir Square raised their voices in protest as they listened to Mubarak's speech on loudspeakers and realized that the 82-year-old leader was not resigning. Mubarak said he was delegating his powers to his vice president, Omar Suleiman, but Suleiman has already been exercising most of that authority. Earlier in the day, the demonstrators in the square had their hopes raised when a military commander told them that all their demands would be satisfied. That hope has now been dashed, and many in the crowd vowed to expand their protest until Mubarak goes. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Cairo.
As for White House reaction, President Obama, after a quick trip to Michigan, is meeting with his national security team. The president is said to have watched Mubarak's remarks aboard Air Force One headed back from Michigan, where he spoke about the need to expand the nation's high-speed wireless network. During that speech, Mr. Obama said the U.S. stands with the Egyptian people.
It's young people who've been at the forefront. A new generation. Your generation. Who want their voices to be heard.
Earlier today, CIA Chief Leon Panetta had said he believed there was a strong likelihood Mubarak would agree to leave. At this point, the Egyptian leader's status remains unclear. Arizona Republican John Kyle has become the fifth U.S. senator to announce he is not running for re-election next year. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, the 68-year-old Kyle told supporters in Phoenix it's time for him to go.
John Kyle's announcement was a surprise. Recent polls had him comfortably leading potential opponents next year. With his wife by his side, he simply said someone else should have a shot at the seat he's held for 17 years.
There is nothing negative about the decision that I'm making. My health is good. I'm fairly confident that if I ran for re-election again, that I could be re-elected.
John Kyle's departure will leave a leadership void, as he is the second-ranking Republican in the Senate. A number of names mentioned as possible candidates: Republican Congressman Jeff Flake and former Congressman J.D. Hayworth, Democrat and current DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano, and even injured Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
A number of people standing in line to file first-time jobless claims last week fell to the lowest level in some 3 years, providing further evidence the U.S. economy is gaining steam. Government reports applications for initial unemployment benefits declined by seasonally adjusted 36,000 to 383,000. On a day of uncertainty about the situation in Egypt, mixed results on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 10 points to close at 12,229. The NASDAQ was up a point. This is NPR. Meat producer Tyson Foods is announcing it will pay more than $5 million in fines to settle claims its Mexican poultry subsidiary paid bribes in order to get its products certified for export. Tyson says it voluntarily reported the payments in excess of $100,000 to two Mexican government veterinarians who certified chicken products for export in 2007. Under the settlement, Tyson would agree to pay $4 million to the Department of Justice and another $1.2 million to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Five people, including four priests and a school teacher, have been criminally charged in a sex abuse case in Philadelphia. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports a former senior official in the Catholic Archdiocese is among those arrested.
According to the charges, two priests and a former school teacher have been accused of raping a 10-year-old boy beginning in 1998 at St. Jerome's School in Philadelphia. Another priest is charged with raping a 14-year-old boy in 1996. What's unusual is that District Attorney Seth Williams also charged a senior church official with failing to protect children. As the head of the Archdiocese's Office of the Clergy, Monsignor William Lynn was in charge of overseeing priests, and prosecutors say he transferred abusive priests to new parishes with schools and youth groups without warning the parishes. Cardinal Justin Regali says the Archdiocese is cooperating with civil authorities in the investigation. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
The nation's budget shortfall grew by an additional $50 billion in January. U.S. Treasury Department announcing today, even with the deficit down for the first 4 months of the current budget year from the prior fiscal year, the government pool of red ink is likely to be the biggest in history. Year to date, the deficit is at $419 billion. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
Support